Good morning, brothers and sisters.
各位弟兄姐妹早。
I think the chairman's right. My, it's a little tight to button up this jacket here. We must have all, had a good Thanksgiving, hopefully.
我希望大家都有了一个很美好的感恩节，假期。
And a few days ago, also as the chairman, had talked about, I feel that we had such a blessed, Thanksgiving testimony sharing that we do every year at our church.
就像我们的主席刚刚所提到的，我们就像往年一样，我们今年也有一个充满了神的祝福的感恩节见证会。
And I was talking with someone afterwards, who said they just love to hear other people's testimonies.
我在会后跟某些人分享，他们都说他们真是非常的。高兴能够听到弟兄姐妹们的见证。
And one person had said, it just helps me to actually, at least once a year, remember all that God has blessed me with, because I so easily forget.
有一位弟兄或姐妹告诉我，对他来说，这个感恩节的见证会大有帮助，因为至少在一年有一次，神会提醒他，他。蒙受了多大的祝福
？Because she so easily forgets that person.
因为他是健忘的，他常常忘记神给他的很多的祝福。
And they said that they didn't feel that they were thankful enough, often enough towards God.
他们也说他们感觉到他们对神的感恩实在是很不足。
But isn't that true?
他们所说的不真是对的吗
？We're not thankful enough to God, aren't we?
我们对神的确是不够感恩。
And we easily, so often, forget, don't we?
我们也很容易忘记神给我们的恩惠。
Well, grab your Bibles if you would and turn them open to Psalm. We're going to be looking at Psalm 103 this morning.
请你们打开你们的圣经。我们今天要谈的经文是在诗歌第103篇。
诗篇不是
诗篇。诗篇第103篇。
And this is one of the most precious psalms in the Bible.
这是圣经里头最值得宝贵的经文之一。
And the psalmist David is writing out of thanks and praise to God.
大卫在写这首诗歌的时候，他是充满着感恩的心。
And I believe that it may help us this morning to know how to remember and to have a heart of thanksgiving.
我想今天我们要看的这段经文也可能可以帮助我们知道怎么样学习感恩。
Let's read together verses 1-5, and I'm just going to have everybody read it one time, Chinese and English together, so it just sound like we're speaking in tongues here. But we're going to read this together, and on the count of three, okay? And read it from your heart. 1, 2, 3. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
你要称颂耶和华。凡在我里面的，也要称颂他的圣名。
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not His benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle's.
他用美物使你所愿的得以治你如鹰。
Thank you, Pastor James. Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, sometimes we can read something like this, and it doesn't mean anything from our heart.
亲爱的天父，有的时候我们可以读这些经文，像这样一样的读，但是。我们的心却不被这些经文感动。
And that worries me a little bit, Lord, that when we read of your scripture, sometimes our heart is not in that.
这个让我有一点担心。多少时候我们读 圣经的时候，我们的心却没有受到感动或有任何的领悟。
But that's why we need your help this morning, God.
因此，我们需要你的帮助。
Let your word speak to us as it was written.
求你用你的话语，就像经上所写的一样，对我们说话。
May your word accomplish the purpose for which it was sent.
求主借着你的话语，能够完成你赐给我们这些话语的用意。
And we know that when the psalmist wrote, Bless the Lord, O my soul, we know that it was not without passion and meaning and praise and thanksgiving.
我们也知道当诗人写下我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华的时候，他是从内心真真实实地发出这样的一个称颂跟感谢。
So Lord, we need your help to stir our hearts this morning.
所以求主能够激动我们的心。
Waken us from our sleepiness, waken us from our deadness.
唤醒我们沉睡的灵魂。
And breathe that meaning into us, Lord, that we would say, Bless the Lord, O my soul.
将你的气息吹入这些话语当中，让这些话语能够活出来，让我们真正的能够说，主啊，我的心啊，我们要称颂耶和华。
I fear that our view of you is too small.
我很害怕的是，我们对你的了解是如此的小，如此的不足。
So Lord, help us to understand you in the greater and greater way that you need to be known.
求主让我们越来越认识到你的伟大。
And we need your help for that, Lord.
我们也需要你的帮助才能够认识到你是如何的伟大。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
We don't often preach from the Psalms.
通常在讲台上我们不太讲诗篇。
But any of you who read the Psalms regularly, you know that it's, you know, these are poems, these are songs.
但是如果你经常读圣经的话，你会了解诗篇是很多很多首诗所组成的。
One of my favorite scholars that I read for the Psalms and the Proverbs, his name is Derek Kidner.
我有一位很敬仰的学者，他的名字叫
Derek Kidner.
他叫
Kidner, 弟兄。
这个 Kidner 弟兄。
And he reminds us that because the Psalms are songs and hymns and poems.
他提醒我们说，因为诗篇是很多诗歌，是由诗歌所组成的。
That they are meant to actually speak to our heart and not just our mind.
所以这些诗这些经文，它主要的目的是对我们的心说话，不仅仅是对我们的脑子说话而已。
Because that's what songs do. Isn't that true? That's what music does.
因为像音乐，像诗歌这样的，他们主要的目的是对心说话。
Songs move our heart. Songs speak to our heart and not just our mind.
诗歌可以感动人心，诗歌可以可以交流，让人与跟神之间有心灵上的交流，而不仅仅只是对人的脑子说话而已。
And so what we see in Psalm 103 is the psalmist so full of thanksgiving that he is compelled to worship God.
第103篇我们所看到的就是这位诗人他心里充满了对神的感谢，以至于他不由自主的就写下这首诗。
What we see in Psalm 103 is a psalmist that is telling himself what he is thankful for and then how he responds. to what he's thankful for, right? So he's telling himself what he's thankful for.
诗篇第103篇的作者，他是自己在对自己说话，自己告诉自己他是多么的感谢神，他也说出来他怎么样回应他对神的感激。
Yeah, 他在跟他自己讲他可以多少东西感恩的 right? So he's telling himself, you can see it, he's telling himself that. He's a person who clearly, one, understands the greatness of God.
我们可以看见他确确实实的了解到神是多么的伟大。
And two, we could see that he's a man who understands how much he needs God.
第二点，我们也可以通过这首诗看见他认识到自己是多么的需要神。
And then through these few verses and Psalm 103, we'll see how he responds to that in worship.
也通过这首诗，我们可以了解他是如何的回应神在他身上的恩惠。
So those are the three things that we're going to look at in these few verses this morning.
所以今天早上我们要谈的就是以上的这三点。
Right, so did you get that? That he understands the greatness of God.
第一，他认识到神的伟大。
That he understands his great need for God.
他认识到他自己有多么的需要神。
And that three, his response to that in worship to God.
第三，他通过敬拜来回应神给他的恩惠。
And we're going to look at these and see how they may teach us to have a thankful heart.
我们从这首诗里头，我们也来学习我们怎么样才能够有一颗像诗人一样感恩的心。
So what we see first in these few verses.
在这首这几个诗句里头，我们首先看到的是
，We see first that a thankful heart understands the greatness of God.
一颗感恩的心，了解神的伟大。
A thankful heart understands the greatness of God.
一颗感恩的心，了解或明白神是多么的伟大。
We understand the greatness of God's goodness.
我们了解他的美善。
Verse 1 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me."
第一首第一节，我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，凡在我里面的也要称颂他的圣名。
Have you ever heard that phrase before? "Bless the Lord, O my soul."
你有没有听过这么一句呢？就是我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华。
Well, there are only two psalms in all of Scripture that have that phrase, "Bless the Lord, O my soul."
在整部圣经里头，只有两个地方我们看见这个句子。
And what's one psalm where it has that phrase? Psalm 103. Good, very good. Right, Psalm 103. Okay, he's with me. Everyone's awake. Okay.
诗篇第103篇。
Okay.And the second psalm that has that type of phrase, "Bless the Lord, O my soul," is Psalm 104. So you can take a look at that in your scriptures.
那么第二首有这个句子出现的经文是第104篇。
Both were authored by David.
这两首诗歌都是大卫做的。
And these two psalms were written as a pair. As a pair.
这两首诗歌原来它是一组诗。
So if you use your phones, you're going to have to scroll through it, but the beginning and the end of both psalms begin with "Bless the Lord, O my soul."
你可以很快的看看这些经文。那么这两首诗一开始跟结束都是用我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华。
Okay, do you see that?
看见了吗?
Okay, but here's the difference between the two psalms.
但是这两首诗有一个不同的地方。
Psalm 103, the psalmist is writing about his God. He's writing about his God.
第103篇，这个 诗人他的重点是他写下是有关他的神的诗句。
Mm-hmm. And in Psalm 104, he's writing to God.
第104篇他所写下的是他对神为神对神以神为对象所写下的诗句。
Right? So Psalm 103 is all this praise.
所以第103篇充满了赞美。
Praise about God.
赞美这位神。
And Psalm 104 is praise that's written to God. Okay, you see the difference?
第104篇是对神以神为对象所发出的赞美。
Right?Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals, who, you know, all these things, so on and so forth. It's writing about God. And in Psalm 104, you see, Bless the Lord, O my soul, you are clothed with splendor and majesty. Verse 9, you set a boundary that they may not pass.
第103篇，比方说我们看到第二节，我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他的一切恩惠。所以，神是第三者。104篇，比方说第二节，第一节，耶和华我的神啊，你为至大，所以你是他称颂的对象。
In Psalm 103, you will not find one verse, a single verse that is addressed to God.
在103篇里头，你找不出任何一个诗句是直接对神说的。
He is talking to himself about God.
他第103篇这位诗人是自己对自己说话。
When my oldest daughter Bethany was young, every night we would say good night.
我的大女儿 Bethany 小的时候，每天晚上我们会说晚安。
And I would say I love you.
我会对她说我爱你。
And she would say I love you too.
她也会对我说我也爱你。
And I would say I love you really big.
我会对她说我非常爱你。
And she would say I love you this big.
她会回应说我。这么的爱你。
And then because my arms were longer, I would say, I love you this big.
因为我的手臂比较长，我就说我这么爱你。
And then she would say, I love you as big as this room.
她会说我爱你的程度就像这个房间一样的大。
And I would say, I love you as big as this house.
我就会说我爱你的程度就像我们的房子，整个房子那么大。
And then she'd always have the best one. I love you as big as the sky.
他说的是最好的，他说我爱你的程度就像天空一样的好广大好大。
And I would say, yeah, that's hard to beat.
我就会说好，我输了。
But I'd always say to her, I love you as big as the sky too.
但是我也会跟他说，我爱你也像你爱我一样，像天那么的大。
And I remember one time she was talking with her friends.
我记得有一次她对她的朋友说
And she said, my daddy loves me as big as the sky.
她说我的爸爸爱我就像天一样的大，他爱我的程度就像天一样的大。
And you see, that's what David is doing here.
这正是大卫在这儿对神的态度。
He's saying, my daddy loves me as big as the sky.
他在说我的爸爸爱我像天一样的那么的爱，那么的大，那么的深。第十一节。
For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him.
第十一节，天离地何等的高，他的慈爱像敬畏他的人也是何等的大。
That's our dad.
这就是我们的爸爸。
That's our heavenly father.
我们的天父就是这样。
So he is calling his own soul.
所以大卫是在向他自己他的心呐喊。
He's telling himself.
他在告诉自己。
He's got to tell himself.
他必须要这么对自己说。
My father's love for me is as high as the sky.
我的父亲对我的爱就像天离地一样那样的高那样的大。
He's telling that to his heart.
大卫诗人是这么对他自己的心这么说的。
Because sometimes you know something in your mind.
我们都知道有的时候我们脑子里想的。
But it's another thing to know it in your heart.
是一回事，但是呢，我们心所感受的又是另外一回事。
So David is talking to his heart.
大卫在这儿是对他的心说话。
Have you ever just felt low?
你有没有有的时候会觉得你的心情很低落？
I mean, your heart just feels low.
你的心就觉得很低沉，很低落。
You might know the fact logically in your mind, this is true, but you don't feel that. Your heart just feels low.
可能你理性上会觉得某些事情是真实的，但是你的心却不这么想。
This is why David is talking to his heart. That's why Psalms are speaking not just to our mind, but to our heart.
这就是为什么大卫需要对他的心说话。这也是诗篇在所有的这些诗句里头都是对心说话，而不光是对自己的脑子在脑子里头想些。
And he's telling himself, he's telling his heart.
他告诉他自己
the goodness of God.
他对他自己的心说。
Did you say that?
No.
Oh, he's telling to his own heart the goodness of God.
他对他自己的心说，他告诉他自己的心神是多么的美善。
In other words, he's preaching to himself the goodness of God.
换句话说，他是对自己讲道，他是对自己讲神是多么的伟大。
He's preaching to himself, for as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is the steadfast love to all those who fear him.
他对自己讲这样的道，天离地何等的高，他的慈爱向敬畏他的人也是何等的大。
He's preaching to himself about how God is so good.
他对自己讲神为什么神是这么的美善。
And that's a healthy exercise.
这是一个很有对我们很有益处的锻炼。
In fact, what David is doing in the Psalms is what I often share to people who come to me for counseling.
事实上当别人来让我辅导的时候，我常常用大卫在这首诗里头所呈现的一种态度来劝勉我辅导的人。
If you are troubled by guilt,
如果你心里烦乱，
or,
因为你有罪恶感，
or doubt,
或者有怀疑，
or worry,
或者担心，
or fear,
或者恐惧，
or anxiety,
或者焦虑，
or you're feeling some sense of depression,
或者你觉得有一点忧郁。
Part of the advice I give to many, many people who come to me for counseling is this: learn to preach the gospel to yourself.
我对这些来到我面前来到我来来我向我寻求辅导的人的一个劝告就是学习向你自己讲道。
跟你自己传福音。
Yep. 跟你自己传福音。
Practice telling yourself what Jesus Christ has done on your behalf.
操练你自己告诉自己神为耶稣基督为你成就了什么。
Urge yourself to anchor all of your hope, not in anything in this world, but anchor your hope in his life, in his death, and his resurrection.
把你就像一条船一样停泊在神的耶稣基督的生 耶稣基督的死，耶稣基督的复活，这样一个避风港里。
So when we think of the gospel,
所以当我们想到福音的时候
，or when we think of sharing the gospel,
当我们想到分享福音的时候
，what do you think of?
我们通常想的是什么
？You think of non-believers.
我们想到的、right? 常常是那些还没有信主的人。
We think of sharing the goodness of God to those who don't know the goodness of God.
我们所想的是向那些还不认识主的人、跟他们分享、神的、美善。
But brothers and sisters, sometimes we need to build the habit of sharing the goodness of God to ourselves.
但是亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，有的时候我们要养成这样一个习惯，就是向自己、宣扬、传扬、主的美善。
So learn to preach the gospel to yourself.
所以、学习、向自己传福音。
Remind yourself that you were once dead in sin.
提醒你自己、你曾经是死在罪中的。
But remember the price that God had to pay in order to forgive you.
但是同时也提醒自己，神，为你的罪付上所付的代价。
Remind yourself that He loved you before you even loved Him. In fact, when you might have even hated Him.
提醒你自己、在你还不认识、这位神以前甚至你可能在恨他的时候他已经爱了你
Remind yourself that even though if today you've wandered away from him and forgotten about him that he has not forgotten you
提醒你自己、即使是现你偏离了、他的道即使是你忘记了他的恩惠他却不忘记你
Remind yourself each day that even though your love for him has been growing colder and colder and colder that his love for you has not changed
提醒你自己、即使、你对他的爱已经慢慢的冷却下来了他对你的爱却是永不改变。
Fill your mind with God's goodness and His mercy and His kindness, and that will lift you out of your depression.
让、你的脑子里头都、记起、所有的、都充满了、神、所彰显的慈爱、怜悯跟、跟良善，那么。你就会从、这个低沉或忧郁的状态中振奋起来。
You see, Psalm 103, David is preaching the gospel to himself.
第103篇，大卫是在对他、讲道，对他自己讲道，传福音。
He's telling himself,
他告诉自己
Soul,
我的心啊
Bless the Lord.
你要称颂耶和华。
All that is within me, soul, bless His holy name.
凡在我里面的都要称颂他的
圣名。Soul,
我的心哪、啊、
Don't forget all His benefits.
不可忘记他的一切恩惠。
Everything within me, bless His holy name.
凡在我里面的都要称颂他的圣名。
What does blessing the Lord mean?
那么称颂、他的圣名是什么意思呢
To bless the Lord is an expression of our praise and our thankfulness.
称颂、神的圣名这是表达我们对神的感谢跟赞美。
It's the expression of our praise and thankfulness to Him.
它 是表达、我们对他的、感激对他的称赞。
God, I praise you.
主啊，我要赞美你。
My soul, I thank you.
我的心呢、啊，我要、感谢你。
With my soul, I honor you.
我用我的心、来、敬拜你。
I value you.
我、重视你。
I know that all the blessings come from you, God.
我知道我所有的福气都是从你而来。
So I know you are the blessed one.
所以我就知道你是那位尊贵的神。
That's what it means to bless the Lord.
这就是称颂神的意思。
And verse 2, he says, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget. Soul, don't forget all of his benefits.
第二节说，我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他的一切恩惠。
Why do you think he's telling his soul, Soul, don't forget?
为什么你想他为什么对他的心说，你不可以忘记神的恩惠呢？
Why?
为什么？
Because we forget.
因为我们会忘记的。
We always forget, don't we?
我们总是一直的在忘记神的恩惠。
We see how God takes care of us.
我们知道神是如何的看顾我们。
We see how much he sacrificed to give us relationship with him.
我们知道神做为我们做了多大的牺牲。
We see his sacrificial love.
我们明白他对我们的牺牲
的爱。We see his goodness in our life over and over and over again.
我们一而再再而三的可以亲身的经历到他对我们所做的在我们生命中给我们的一切恩惠。
And in that moment, we say, "Oh, thank you, God. You're so good."
在那一刻，我们会对神说。神啊，我感谢你，你是如此的伟大，你如此的美善。
And then what do we do?
然后呢？
And then what do we do?
然后呢？
We forget.
我们就忘了。
Again and again.
我们就这样周而复始的赞美他，然后又忘了他的恩惠。
And anyone who's ever read the Old Testament,
任何人如果你读过旧约。
Sees that God showed his goodness to the Israelites over and over again.
我们会看见神在旧约的时代一直一而再再而三的对以色列人施给他们恩惠。
And they saw from God unmatched deliverance.
他们从神那儿他们得到了无可伦比的解救。
They saw from God unthinkable miracles.
神给他们人不可想象的不可思议的
miracles,
的神迹奇事。
But look at what it says in Psalm 106. I'm just going to choose a bunch of verses here.
但是我们现在看看诗篇第106篇是怎么说的。
Verse 7, our fathers in Egypt,did not understand your wonders. They did not remember your abundant kindness, but rebelled by the sea.
第七节，我们的祖宗在埃及不明白你的奇事，不纪念你丰盛的慈爱，反倒在红海行了悖逆。
Nevertheless, verse 8, he saved them for the sake of his name, that he might make his what? His power known to them.
第八节，然而他因自己的名拯救他们。为要彰显他的大能。
And then we jump down to verse 12. Then they believed his word and they sang his praise. Hallelujah, God.
我们跳到第十二节，那时他们才信了他的话，歌唱赞美他。
But then verse 13, they didn't just forget, they quickly forgot his works.
第十三节，他们等不多时，他们很快的就忘了他的作为。
Verse 21, they forgot their God, their Savior, who had done great things in Egypt.
第二十一节，他们忘了神，他们的救主，他曾在埃及行大事。
Not only did they forget, what did? They grumbled in their tents.
他们不但忘了。他们还发怨言。
In verse 25, they grumble. That's like complaining, muttering under your breath.
第二十五节，他们在自己的帐篷内发怨言，意思就是说，他们低声的在那边在发牢骚。
Are we often no different from the people Israel?
我们跟以色列人其实也差不多，不是吗？
Not only do we not bless the Lord,
我们不但没有称颂耶和华,
not only do we not remember His blessings in our life,
我们不但没有记得他给我们的一切的恩惠，
but we complain, don't we?
我们更进一步的，我们还发怨言。
And we grumble.
我们发牢骚。
Grumbling is that complaining that's under your breath, like, oh, that's right.
我们所谓的在这儿的grumble 的意思就是低声的咕哝咕哝的在那边轻声的抱怨。
I don't know about you, but I'm still pretty immature in that sense.
我不知道你是怎么样的。从某个角度来看，我自己也是很不成熟的。
Yeah, I'm not very immature. Are any of you somewhat immature too?
你们中间也有人不够成熟吗？
If you think you're not immature, you come talk to me. I'll help you make you feel that you're immature.
如果你觉得你不够成熟，那么你可以来跟我谈，我会让你更了解为什么你不够成熟。
I'm sometimes embarrassed how immature I am.
有的时候我为自己的不成熟，我感觉到很
Because I find that when I read a psalm like this, this is talking about me.
因为当我在读这些读诗篇，像读这首诗的时候，我觉得他说的就是我。
God is so good to me.
神对我是如此的好。
And for that moment, I just want to give everything and hallelujah, God, amen, you are so good.
那么在那个时刻，我真的是满心感谢神，我愿意赞美他，我愿意把我所有的一切都给他来回报他。
And then,
然后呢
？I quickly forget.
我很快就忘了他的恩惠。
And not only do I forget, I begin to complain.
我不但忘了他的恩惠，而且我开始抱怨。
Especially when it doesn't go my way.
特别是当事情不如我意的时候，我更容易如此。
Even as something as simple as yesterday.
比方说就很昨天。
There were some awesome kids who volunteered to watch my children.
有kids,
right? Yeah, some not kids really. That just some great brothers and sisters.
对，很可爱的弟兄，他们主动的说要帮我看我的孩子。
And I still needed some time to work on my sermon, but I told my wife, "Hey, let's at least go and have a little date meal together."
我那时候还在忙着预备我的讲章，但是我对我的太太说，我们一起来抽个空，一起来吃个饭。
And I said, yeah, let's go try this new fried chicken and waffles place. That was yummy.
我就建议说，我们去
炸鸡。
去吃
炸鸡跟这个像葱油饼这样子，对。And then, so I said, let's go there. Let's take the 10 freeway. Let's go there.
所以我就跟我太太说，我们就走十号公路，我们就到那个店去。
And it should only take 5 minutes because I don't have a lot of time.
我们只能花五分钟就到那儿，因为我时间不多。
But then there was an accident.
但是呢，在公路上有车祸。
And the freeway stopped, so it was going to take us like 25 minutes to get there.
那么当然就有堵车的。现象，那么我们如果要到那个店需要花25分钟。
And at first I was thinking about my sermon.
我想到的是我的讲章。
And I put my arm around my wife. Oh, this is going to be such a good time together. We're going to have breakfast together.
我对我的太太很亲热的说，我们一起吃个早餐。
But when I hit the traffic and I knew this is going to take so much time.
但是我碰到了这个堵车的情况，我发现我需要花很多时间在路上。
I was just like, can you believe this? Oh my goodness!
我就生气了，我就想。
Oh, who got a car accident this morning?
怎么可能会发生这样的事情呢？是谁 谁这样子出车祸?
And usually when I pass by a car accident, I'll always pray with my family.
通常如果我在路上碰到别人有车祸的时候，我跟我的家人一起祷告。
But not yesterday.
但是昨天我没有这么做。
Because it wasn't going to my plan.
因为它跟我原来的计划是不相合的，我的计划根本。
Oh my goodness, why is this taking so long?
所以我就开始抱怨，为什么要花这么长的时间?
And then my wife kept looking at me, what's wrong with you?
我的太太就看着我说，你怎么了?
And she says, there's nothing I could say to help you, right?
她说，不管我说什么，都对你无补，没有帮助，对不对?
And I said, yeah, that's right, I need to pray.
我说对，我现在需要的是祷告。
I tried to pray.
所以我就试着祷告。
But then she heard me. Oh my goodness, I can't believe this traffic is just going like this. And I'm muttering, I'm grumbling under my breath.
但是我的太太听见，其实我是在低声的在发牢骚。
I'm still getting impatient.
我还是很没有耐心。
And so Beck says, you need to pray more.
所以我的太太说你需要。
You see, I'm still immature.
所以你们可以发现我其实还是很不成熟。
And I forget the goodness of God.
我忘记了神的恩惠。
But David says, no, my soul.
但是大卫说，我的心哪。
Don't forget.
别忘记。
Don't forget the greatness of God's goodness.
别忘记神的伟大的良善。
So a thankful heart understands the greatness of God's goodness.
所以我们的心要了解神是何等的，他的良善美善是何等的大。
Because when we think about God's goodness, and the more we think about God's goodness,
因为当我们想到神的美善，我们越想，
Our hearts begin to well up with thanksgiving and praise.
我们心就会油然地发出一种感激之情。
But how great is God's goodness to you? How great is God's goodness to you?
那么神对你的美善有多伟大呢？
You know, there's one principle that I've learned as I've read through the scripture.
当我读这些经文的时候，我学习，就是not just这个经文，就是through the scripture. Yeah, 当我读这些经文，这所有的圣经的经文的时候，我学习到了一个原则。
The more you realize who God is, the more you realize who you are.
你越了解神是怎么样的一位神，你就越了解自己是怎么样的一个人。
The more you come to realize how great God is, the more you come to realize, painfully in sometimes, how you stand before His holiness.
你越认识到神是多么的伟大的时候，常常你甚至是很痛苦的，就会发现自己在神的面前是如何的一个光景。
And another principle that I've learned studying scripture.
另外一个我阅读圣经所得到的原则是。
Is similar to that.
跟第一个很像。
But it's that you can't truly understand the greatness of God without coming to grips with how great you need God.
这个原则是除非你深切地了解到你多么的需要神，你不可能深切地了解明白神是多么的伟大。
You need to come to grips with how much your need is for you to begin to understand how great His goodness is.
你必须先深入 的了解或比较透彻的了解你多么的需要神，你才能够深入的了解神是多么的美善。
And so that leads us to our second point this morning, that a thankful heart understands the greatness of our need.
所以我们现在就来到我们今天早上要谈的第二点，就是一颗感恩的心是来自明白自己有多么需要神。
Although Psalm 103's primary focus is God,
虽然诗篇第103篇它的重点是摆在神身上，
David knew that God's goodness was great only because he knew how great was his need for God.
但是大卫之所以了解神是多么的神的美善是多么的伟大，是因为他了解到自己是多么的迫切的需要神。
In verse 3 and 4, David recognizes his need.
第三节第四节我们可以看到大卫意识到他有认识到他
需要神。 He recognized that he was sinful.
首先他认识到他是有罪的。
He recognized that we all are sinful.
他认识到所人都是有罪的。
Part of God's benefit, he says, is he forgives all your iniquity.
但是这儿他说他赦免你的一切罪孽。
Do you remember who wrote this?
你们记不记得
Who wrote this?
谁这个作者是谁？
Who wrote this?
谁写这首诗？
Who? David.
大卫写了这首诗。
This is a man who secretly watched another man's wife bathe herself.
这个人偷看别人的妻子在洗澡。
This is a man who lusted after that same woman in his heart.
这个人他心里对这个别人的妻子起了淫念。
This is a man who seduced her.
这个人他引诱了那个女的。
Then he had sex with another man's wife.
他跟别人的妻子犯了奸淫。
Then he got her pregnant.
而且让这个女的怀孕了。
So then he devised a plan to kill her husband.
所以他就设计一个方法让这个女的丈夫
So he killed the man.
杀了这个丈夫。
He killed this man who was the wife of the woman who he got pregnant, and this man fought faithfully for him.
他杀了这个女的丈夫，这个女的丈夫对大卫是忠心不二的。
Then he lied about murdering him.
然后大卫就他谋杀了这个丈夫，然后大卫就说谎。
He lied about even having committed adultery.
他甚至不承认骗说他跟这个女的没有发生关系。
The writer of this hymn is a murderer.
所以这个人他是一个凶手。
He's an adulterer.
他是一个奸夫。
He's a liar.
他是一个骗子。
But as you'll see in other hymns, he knows that he's bad enough in his heart.
那么在别的经文里头，我们知道大卫知道他自己是罪人。
He knows that we all are sinful.
他知道他自己是大罪人，他也知道所有的人都是有罪的。
And that only God can forgive us of our iniquity.
而且也只有神才能够赦免人的罪孽。
He also says he knows that we are all sick.
他也说第三节大卫也说他知道我们都是有病的。
Because only God can heal all our diseases.
而只有神可以医治我们一切的疾病。
He knew that we are subject to disease.
他知道我们都会生病。
He knows that we are all vulnerable.
他知道我们都是容易受到伤害的。
He knows that we are all frail.
他知道我们都很脆弱。
That even sometimes the strongest and healthiest of young people will get diagnosed with cancer.
有的时候甚至一个看起来很健壮的年轻人都会被诊断出得了癌症。
He knew that we are fools if we think that we are indestructible.
大卫知道如果我们认自认为没有什么东西可以击倒我们那么我们就是傻子才会这么想。
David knew that we are all going to die.
还有大卫知道我们都免不了死亡。
Who redeems your life from the pit?
而神救赎了我们的命脱离死亡。
What is the pit?
所以这个坑是什么意思?
What is the pit?
请问这个坑是什么意思?
It's about 6 feet below ground.
那是离地面大概有六尺深的一个洞。
It's about this wide.
大概这么宽。
And we are all going to be in it one day.
我们有一天每一个人都会到那儿去。
We are all going to die.
我们都会死。
That hole, that pit, is prepared for you.
那个坑，那个洞是为你所准备的。
That you're sinful.
你是有罪的。
That you're sick.
你是有病的。
And that you're going to die.
你是会死的。
And David knew that.
大卫，这些大卫都知道。
David knew his need.
大卫知道他有需要神。
He was the greatest King of Israel.
大卫是以色列最伟大的王。
And yet he had the greatest awareness of his need before God.
但是也是他最了解他在神面前他最了解他有多么的需要。
And some of you who do not know God today,
今天在座的可能有些人还不认识神。
You are not even a king.
你并不是王。
You're not even a great king. You're not even a king.
你不要说你不是一位伟大的王，你连王都不是。
And you cannot recognize your great need before God.
难道你不能够明了解你有多么需要神吗？
You are not willing to humble your heart before the Creator of the universe.
你难道还不愿意在这位创造宇宙万物的主面前屈膝
吗？ David was the greatest king, and he recognized he had the greatest awareness of his need before God.
大卫是以色列最伟大的王，但是连他都认识到他有多么需要神。
Until you truly come to grips with your neediness before God.
你必须先深切透彻的了解到你有多么的需要神。
You will never truly appreciate the greatness of God's goodness.
否则你就不可能明白神有多么的伟大。
I found that it is only those who are truly humble.
我发现只有那些真正谦卑的人。
Who know their brokenness.
他知道他们的生命是破碎的。
Their frailty, their sinfulness.
他们的生命是脆弱的，他们是有罪的。
Only those.
只有这些人。
Truly began to appreciate God's goodness.
才会真正的明白神的良善跟伟大。
And do you know how those people respond to God's goodness?
像这样这些人，你知道他们是怎么样回应神的伟大跟良善吗？
They respond like this, Psalm 103.
他们的回应就像103篇里头所描述的一样。
They respond in worship.
他们用敬拜来回应。
So our third point this morning, our final point, is that a thankful heart responds to God in worship.
所以我们今天我们现在来到今天早上要谈的第三点，就是一颗感恩的心，用敬拜来回应神的恩惠。
This is what this psalm is really all about.
刚才所说的这一点就是第103篇 right?、
Mm-hmm.
第103篇的核心的信息。
Oh, Saul,
我的心啊，
isn't God so good?
我们的神是如此不
oh, Saul,
是如此的
don't forget all of his benefits.
我的心啊，不要忘记他的一切恩惠。
Isn't God so good, Saul?
我的心啊，神的确是很这么的美善，不是吗？
That I am so weak and he is so strong.
我是如此的软弱，他是如此的强壮。
That I am so needy, but that he covers me with his love.
我是如此的迫切的需要他，他用他的爱来覆庇我。
Oh, Saul, would you see that I am nothing but he is everything?
我的心啊，你难道没有看出来我什么都不是，而他什么都是。
This is worship to God.
这就是所谓的
敬拜。This reflects a heart of thankfulness towards God.
这样的敬拜反映这个人有一颗感恩的心。
You see, when we talk about the good news of Jesus Christ,
当我们谈到主耶稣基督的福音的时候，
Yes, it begins with our undeservedness.
这个福音是以我们的不配，我们的不够格接受他的恩惠为开始的。
Yes, it begins with our sinfulness.
它是以我们的罪孽开始的。
But do you know what the good news is really about?
但是你知道这个福音真正的好是在哪呢？
Who is the good news really about?
那么这个福音到底它讲的是什么呢？
It's about God.
它讲的是神。
It's about God's goodness.
它讲的是神的良善。
And God is a good God.
神是一位良善的美善的神。
So those who truly begin to appreciate God's goodness respond in worship to Him.
所以那些真正能够了解神的美善的人，他们才真正的能够开始敬拜他。
They want to praise God.
他们要赞美神。
They want to, as we did a few days ago, come up and give thanks to God.
他们就像前几天弟兄姐妹们做见证的，他们要来上来，他们要称颂神。
Some people said that because of that they want to live for God.
那么那些人说，因为神给他们的恩惠，他们定义要为神而活。
You want to serve God.
你要服侍他。
You realize that God has given you so much.And you want to give him something back.
你认识到神给了你这么多，你要给他一点点作为回报。
No, not to 回报。
哦，不是回报。
What's 回报 ？What's 回报？回报是什么 ？Repay, right?
Yeah.
No, 不是 repay.
好，不是回报他的恩情。
Because we cannot 回报 ，we cannot repay God.
因为我们不可能回报神的恩情。
Our service for him.
我们对他的服侍
，our living for him，
我们为他而活
，our doing good for his namesake，
我们为他的名
，our giving
行善
，our giving back to him，
我们是 giving， 我们是回应，
回应，
回应他对我们的爱
，is never to repay him，
我们不是要回报他的恩惠
，we cannot ever repay him。
我们没有这样的能力来回报他的恩惠。
We have no ability to repay him.
我们没有这样的能力去回报他。
We give just because we love him.
我们之所以给，是因为就是因为只是因为我们爱他如此而已。
And we love him only because he loved us.
我们之所以爱他，是因为他先爱了我们。
We never repay God.
我们不会，我们不回报，
不可，不可以。
我们永远不可以，也不可能回报神。
We only live for him because we love him.
我们为他而活，仅仅是因为我们爱他。
When my daughters were younger, Bethany and Abby, probably 6 years old and 3 years old.
我的两个女儿小的时候，大概六岁，三岁。
During Christmas time, we would buy gifts for one another.
圣诞节的时候，我们会互相赠送礼物。
During that time when they're younger, they would want to buy a gift for me.
他们小的时候，他们也圣诞节的时候，他们也会要给我买礼物。
Something small, you know, just a few dollars.
他们给我的礼物都是些小礼物，大概就几块钱的礼物。
But I remember that they would buy a gift, one for me and one for mommy.
但是我还记得，他们会给我还有给他们的妈妈买礼物。
Like one time is a crazy pair of socks.
有一次他们给我们的礼物是有点古怪的这个袜子。
Or like a cheap necklace.
或者是很廉价的这个项链。
But it would mean so much to them to give that gift to us.
但是当他们给我们这个礼物的时候，对他们却具有很深的意义。
And they would take time to wrap it nicely.
他们会花时间把礼物包得漂漂亮亮的。
And they would write a card.
他们会写一张卡片。
And they were so proud to bring the gift to us.
他们当他们把礼物送给我们的时候，他们显得是非常的得意。
And I was so proud as a dad to receive it from them.
我也以他们为傲，我的女儿会给我礼物。
And I was so happy because I could see their love for me.
我也非常的高兴，因为我看见他们对我的爱。
And I was so blessed.
我也觉得我真是很蒙蒙恩的很有福气的爸爸。
But where do they get the money from?
但是他们的钱是从哪来的呢？
From me.
他们的钱是我给他们的。
I gave them the money.
他们的钱是我给他们的。
You see, isn't that what David is saying here?
我们可以看见这个跟大卫在这儿所说的很类似，不是吗？
That's just a small image. That's just a small image for us to see.
这只是一个很小的一个图像，但是足以让我们看见里头的真理。
Don't we get all of our blessings from God?
我们不是也都是我们所有的福气种种的祝福不都是从神那儿来的吗？
But when we are so proud to give God something,
当我们把一些回赠给神的时候，我们不是很高兴、很得意吗？
For him in obedience because we love him so much.
我们之所以愿意顺服的生活、听神的话，不就是因为我们爱他吗？
Can't you just imagine how proud he is?
你，我们都可以想象这个时候神是多么的高兴，多么的快慰。
That when David would say, "Oh my soul, bless the Lord."
就像大卫说的，我的心呐，你要称颂耶和华。
That God would feel blessed.
那么耶和华神听到的时候，也会觉得非常的高兴。
Because we see and we know that all has come from God.
因为我们看见，我们也知道，我们所有的一切都是从神而来。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Oh soul, would you help us to bless the Lord?
我的心啊，帮助我们称颂我们的主。
That all that is within me, within us, that we would bless His holy name.
让我们里头里面所有的。我们都来称颂
That because you have shown us how much we need you, that we can begin to understand how good you are.
因为你向我们显明了我们有多么需要你，这个时候我们开始认识到我们有多么的需要。
Oh Lord, have mercy on us today.
求主的求主的给我们慈悲。
May we not only utilize this season to remember you.
让我们不但是使用这个季节来纪念你。
But teach us to have a heart that is always thankful to you, God.
也求主教导我们，让我们的心有一颗对你感恩的心。
There will be times when we forget. Yes, Lord, we will forget.
有的时候我们会忘记你的恩惠。
But may your grace be with us, constantly reminding us to remember.
但是求主的恩惠常与我们同在，常常的提醒我们，你对我们有多么的好。
That we would have a heart to want to live for you.
以至于我们会有这么一颗心，愿意为你而活。
For that is our response of worship.
这样才是我们真正的回应，用。这样才是我们真正的敬拜。
We thank you, Lord.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you for reminding us.
我们谢谢你提醒了我们这个重要的教导。
We thank you, Lord, for your goodness.
我们为你的美善谢谢你。
Lord, we love you.
主啊，我们爱你。
And we pray that those who do not yet know you would learn to come to love you as well.
我们也为那些还不认识你的朋友们祷告，盼望有一天他们也会认识你。
We thank you and I pray this in Jesus' name.
我们感谢你，我们将祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.